Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your dreams count. Your voice matters.
You were born to make an impact. And you know, with saying that, that's absolutely what happened last night on Power Up Your Possibilities. My God, you know, sometimes you just got to go with that dream, that vision that's in your heart, and that's how Power Up Your Possibilities came about. We were brainstorming, wanting to make a difference, make an impact, you know, making a dream come true. And we powered up our possibilities. I love it. And that's why you're called the Power Coach, Coach Lalisa, and I am called the Possibility Coach. I am Cassandra McKissack, and if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. You got to remember, you were born to make an impact, born to make a difference. And I tell you, I am glad about it. Woohoo! Yes, I'm glad about it. I'm so glad what we did last night really made a difference. You could hear that from the audience. That was so cool. I'm glad we did it, Coach. Glad we did it. Wow.
I am so glad we did that.
Absolutely.
It's like,
yes.
I dare people to live their dreams. I be double dog dare you, as Barbara Branson would say, my mother, she loved. I be double dare you to go out there.
All right.
And to dream. Who are you, you know, who are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Who are you waiting for? What are you waiting
for? And you know
for?
What? Yeah, that's it. That's absolutely it. And it just shows you, you know, sometimes you think, well, gosh, if I just had enough money, if I just had this, if I just had that, then I can go ahead and live my dreams, you know. And last night, Manly Feinberg was talking about, you know, making the transition from, you know, being an employee, although he was very successful, making a company millions of dollars. And, of course, he got to be part of that, you know, increase. But when it came to going solo, you know, it still is can be heart-wrenching, you know, even though he had lots of money, just to think about going solo was still difficult, you know, because his dad's like, well, what do you mean? Quit a good-paying job? What do you mean? You know, I think that's what most people would say when you're thinking about cutting loose and going solo on your own. You know, people can't see that. You know, how are you going to make money? And it's like, well,
no, that's
listen,
it's that.
Go ahead, what?
That's a good point, and I think that a lot of people, because think about people like, for instance, let me see, who can I use? I'll use LeBron James. LeBron James plays basketball for the NFL. So technically, he works for someone else. He has a job. All right. Let's say Beyonce, I'll just use her for an example. She worked for, you know, I'm just throwing this out there. I don't know who she worked for, but I'm going to say Capitol Records. But here's the problem for some people. The disconnect is there's such a thing as doing what you love, you know, versus doing something and making a lot of money. Okay, or doing something and becoming wealthy, or doing something and becoming wealthy, or doing something and still not, you know. So it, when you can find that sweet spot, and I think I heard Manly, you know, talk about that a little bit. It's that place where what you love, the money and the finances come together. It's where you get paid for doing what you love. Therefore, then it's no longer a job. It's really not a job at that point. Someone said, if you love your work, stay in your life. And so people are today, more and more people who are listening to this telecast and who are listening to other coaches out there, we are now coaching people. Because they weren't doing this 20 years ago, Coach Cassandra. There was no morning show. You could get up and go on the internet and for free dial in and have somebody pump you up to live your dream and be able to make a nice sizable income or you know, or extra income or whatever. There's nobody was doing this 20, 30 years ago. You know, there was radio maybe. There were a few people on radio. But this was not happening 20 years ago that I know of. Yes, there were motivational speakers then. Yes, there was a Zig Ziglar. My God, he was certainly around 40, 50 years ago. But it wasn't this accessible as tuning in from your smartphone. That's a game changer. This is a game changer. You know, we started noticing our youth about 20 years ago, right, with the headphones on and how they can listen all night to oftentimes stuff that they probably shouldn't have been listening to that wasn't as wholesome and healthy for their futures. But it did show us that, wow, you know what, you could have this in your iPod. You can have powerful messages, you know, whether it's the law of attraction, whether it's you can believe it, you can receive it, you know, whatever messages that, you know, we put out there. This is really changing the game. And so more and more people now want to know how they, too, can, you know, tap into this movement where you actually, because, again, entertainers, athletes have done this for years. They've tapped into their talent, and they absolutely work for someone else. And they are oftentimes the ones that a lot of people look to in terms of standards of wealth. But go ahead, I'll throw it back to you for a second.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I was reading yesterday an article, and it was called 30 Things You Need to Know to Be Successful in Life. And I'm just going to read a couple of the key things. It had a statement underneath it, but I'm just going to read topics. And some of them were prepare for the unexpected. Don't let others define you. You can always go beyond what is required. Self-awareness, absolutely valuable. Live in the present. Stop thinking about what happened yesterday, who did what they didn't do. You've got to be forward-thinking. You've got to be forward-thinking. And it says it's important to keep taking risks until you find your passion. Don't settle. Go for it. And, you know, really following your heart, following your dreams, you do take risks, you know. And some of the risks work and some may not work, but you have got to continue to have faith in you that you're going to do it. You're going to make it, you know. And your happiness is a choice. You can choose to stay miserable or you can choose to be happy and follow your dreams. And you got to realize another topic says everyone is afraid. We're all afraid of failing. We're all afraid of failing. So
I've even met people who are afraid of succeeding. Some people are afraid to succeed. They're afraid of success. I know a lot of people think that's crazy. Like, how can that be? But there is research that shows that there are people who are afraid of success. And being afraid of success and being afraid of failure, they look differently.
Awesome. Well, gosh.
Yeah. So what are some more of these 30 things that one should do to be a success?
It says confidence will take you places. When you believe in yourself, others tend to believe in what you say. But you got to believe it first.
That is so true. So true. And that's why I love playing. Go ahead.
No, finish your sentence.
So I was just going to say that's why I love playing Ebony's song here on the show. Got to believe in me. I want that to be a subliminal message that goes out to everyone that tunes in. You got to believe in yourself. Got to believe in yourself first. Got to have that confidence in yourself, or no one else will.
Absolutely, absolutely. She's getting ready to have a entrepreneur seminar for young people, and
awesome.
I'm really excited about it. Yeah, she's been she's got some things on Facebook trying to make sure young people, so if you know some young people, it's going to be a teleseminar, I believe. So that's pretty exciting. Chance to check it out on her page. You know, people all over the country, young people will be able to get on that and, you know, learn some great skills. So, wow. She's really doing it. I'm just so proud of her. I really am.
Great
job. Yes. I know, right? I love that song. I'm telling you, that song, at the time I heard it, I was like, yep, that's my song. Gotta believe in me. So,
yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I just think it helps, too, when your foundation, your foundational thinking is based on the Word of God. Because, you know, I tell people all the time, the first two letters in God are go. God wants us to go. He doesn't want us to sit around sulking and depressed and frustrated. And, you know, I tell people, now religion might keep you bound, but God didn't come to keep us bound. He came to set us free. He came to set us on a path to fulfill purpose and to give us joy, you know, abundance.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to live with purpose, yes.
Yeah. And he even said it. I came. Just in case anybody would, you know, question, why did you come? What did you come for? He said, I came that you would have life and have it more abundant.
That's really exciting. It really is. It really is. When you think about that, you know, serving Christ is such an adventure. You know, if you really are serving him the way you're supposed to, you're going to have an exciting life, you know. If you're a boring Christian, it's because you're boring, you know. It's because something is missing. It's something you don't understand and you're thinking. But when you serve God, when you read the Bible, Paul, he would be 3 months over here, 6 months over there, a year over here. I mean, he was always moving, you know. He wasn't sitting in one place, you know. He was a tent maker. And he was always meeting people. He was always doing something. He had an adventure-packed life. So if you're not living your life to the fullness, it's because there's a disconnect. It's something you're not understanding about what Christ, you know, has called us to. He didn't call us to be boring Christians. Not at all. You need to read the book of Acts. It's a book of actions. So get up and do something.
Get up.
Yeah, I told that lady that. She says, I never thought about it that way. I said, yeah, acts. Acts means you're acting on something, doing something. You know, you're not sitting still and waiting for Sunday, waiting for Wednesday night. Oh, my God, how boring that would be if you just spent your whole life just waiting. You know, we are the church. When you show up wherever you are, baby, you should be having church. They ought to know, hey, something exciting is happening because Cassandra showed up, because Lisa showed up, you know. And, you know, they should be able to say the same thing about you. Hey, you're going to be engaging. You're going to be talking. You're going to be loving on folks. You know, having showing mercy and compassion. We should be doing what Jesus did. If you look to Jesus, he was always going somewhere, you know. And he wasn't just sitting in one little town all the time. Yeah.
When you think about one of the things that I love about Paul that he teaches is that you got to let go of the past. So many people, you know, the past will weigh you down. The past will bog you down because there's always something to remember from the past that didn't go our way. But see, when you think about the future, you haven't even gotten there yet. So when I like to have futuristic thoughts because my future is bright. My future is full of success. Yeah, I know what's in my past. I know there may have been broke days, hard days, left out days, you know, stepped on days. There's a whole lot of stuff that could be in the past.
But the future is nothing but brightness. So I choose to look toward the future. And I think Tichy was trying to get people to see that. He said, you got to press toward the mark. You got to press toward the higher call. You got to press toward that, that which is exciting, that which holds a mystery of sorts, because you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You know, I thank God that my mother taught her children. She was like, listen, don't walk around with your head down. And she said, and even if you do have your head down, you know what? You may look down and you may find $1 million. You may see $1 million laying there on the ground. And here's the thing, and I think we had a speaker who came on that said, yeah, Nicole Upton. She says, listen, when you bend down to pick it up, God's going to make sure it's there. And I think my mother was trying to get us that same type of message. It's like a message of expectation. You got to, when you know, Cassandra, I learned that's the secret to waking up happy and excited. That's the secret of even when you're in the midst of a divorce or the midst of losing your house or the midst of a bad situation. Well, every divorce ain't a bad situation, so I can't even use that. But let's just say you didn't want the divorce and the person is forcing it on you. But there are some people, look, they'd be so happy to get out of their little marriages, they'd be, like, thankful. That's because they didn't go, you know, probably things didn't, you know, start out maybe right or turned wrong and whatever happened. But, you know, when you have, even when you're in the midst of brokenness, whatever you're in the midst of, the way to turn it around, because, yeah, it could be easy to, like, get depressed or to get down about the situation so quickly, so easy, because we're human. Let's face it, we're spiritual beings, yes, but we're still in a human existence, and we have humanness. All the world is all around us. Turn on TV, turn on Facebook for that matter, and you're slapped right there with the world. That's why we try to make sure this radio show always take a person to that higher level. We want to soar above the situation. We could easily just sit here and talk all day about problems and our problems, but no, we want to be a broadcast that takes people beyond maybe where they might think they are. But the quickest way to do that is through expectation. So even though, you know, look at that. I remember there was a young lady, they even did a movie about her. She was homeless, and she was still going to school. Her classmates didn't know. The teachers, the principals, nobody knew that this girl was homeless and steady getting her high school diploma. And I believe that she is an example of that situation, because what woke her up every day and made her go into that school, even though she was half washed and didn't have the proper food, and I'm sure sometimes during her monthly cycle she didn't have what she needed. How horrible is that? But she had expectation. She woke up every day with expectation, and she lived through the day looking toward her future, and look at where she's at today, thousands and thousands of dollars in scholarships. She's set for life.
And who are you talking about?
Yes, it's a young lady, and she's not the only person. There are many stories like that, but the one they've made movies out of the one person from something to heart, from homeless to Harvard. It was a movie.
Okay.
But some young girls recently, I don't remember their names, but recently they just graduated high school this month, you know, June. Or May, and they made the news, and people have posted it on Facebook. I've just seen them on Facebook and read the story. You know, follow, you know how you follow the link and read the story. But there's a couple of seniors who were homeless, and as a matter of fact, they had a little segment on a couple of them that graduated this past year. So, but the point is, expectation allows you to live outside of your circumstance. Same thing, even if you're on a miserable job. You could be on a miserable job. I've had miserable jobs. Not today. I love my job. But I love what I do, but I love the company, too, because that's where I do it. But it's academia. Being in academia is almost like, for me, it's like being in Hollywood. It's my Hollywood. It's my NFL, you know. Football players, you know, they get to make a play and be all excited. Well, I get to make some plays in the education sector, and I'm all excited. And what I love most about it, you know, it's that expectation that gets us there. So I expect big things. Now, for instance, August, I'm expecting for August the 16th, Coach Cassandra, I'm expecting a miracle. At,
all right.
You know, I think it's 858 Broad Street. I'm expecting a miracle. And here's what I learned about life. You will get what you expect. You will get what you
expect.
All right. Why? Because your subconscious mind will begin to put the pieces of your expectation into action. Conscious mind. Consciously, you may just get up and, you know, deal with the fact that you got to eat, you know, crap, but you don't have money to eat the way you want or whatever. But your subconscious mind will begin to put the pieces of your expectation into action. And if you keep living, you'll show up right at that destination. You will show up there. And so we are expecting on August the 16th, 2014, we are expecting a miracle. Last year was unbelievable. It was just totally unbelievable. You would have had to been there to understand what all happened. But this year is going to be even better. We have more room as part of this time. Because of last year, we were able to expand this year. So we have additional rooms that we'll be able to use for breakout sessions. People will be able to get one-on-one coaching. We've blocked off the whole day, 9 to 5. And, I mean, some people won't be able to stay the whole day. Some people will only be able to stay the half a morning. Some people won't be able to get there until, you know, 2 o'clock because they have other things that they have to do in the morning. But that's why we want to be there all day, and we have vendors there all day. We already have vendors lined up, paid their fee. We have vendors that start paying their fee back in January. They wanted their table, and they wanted to secure it. And those that didn't pay sent me emails, and they send me an email like every other month. Don't forget my table. You didn't give it away. You didn't give it away. Because we do a lot of A lot of our vendors, they'll be the only one with that product there. So we want to make sure, you know, this is one of my goals, is that the vendors who come to events that we do, when they walk away, they will feel great. They will feel like, you know, first of all, we allow our vendors to, for their same vendor fee, we allow them to be right inside the conference. So right there, and they don't pay much more than what the person who is sitting there pays. So right there, they feel like they got their money's worth. They're right there with the customer the whole day, okay? And we take adequate breaks. It's not like, because I've been to vendor events where the customers only see you for that 5 minutes before the event starts, because most people are not going to show up. Like the vendor may get there an hour early, but most people are not going to show up to an event an hour early unless you tell them to. So, and then when it's time to go, people are gone, because what I learned is that people have other things to do. They got a baby shower to go to. They got anniversary parties. People got stuff to do when the event is over. So expecting them to stay around afterwards doesn't really work. So I make sure that between that 9 to 5, that vendor, because you see, like, it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, all of these vendors are entrepreneurs, and it's all about them. So the messages, you know, and the people coming, they want to talk to the vendors, because the people coming typically want to do what they're doing. They want to know.
Right.
How to. And so this event, it has so many things packed into it. It's not just, you know, an event. It is a powerful instructional teaching format, and you have time to talk with the vendors. Vendors have time to talk with you. You know, you need to build a relationship with people before, you know, a lot of times before they'll spend money with you. So we make sure our vendors have that money. We make sure our vendors have that kind of opportunity with the customers. And so far, it's been a successful model. anybody can use the model. I had to use the model because of all the vendor things I went to and, you know, would pay good money for vendor tables, and I wouldn't sell not one book. You know, at first I thought it was me and the book, but no, there was no time to sell because the people who had the event, first of all, they have you out in the hallway where people can't even see you other than when they're walking in to get their seat and when they're leaving to get their coat. So I said, nope, when I do an event, I will not do that. But my vendors are my customer, and the audience is my customer. So the speakers, they are the best. You know, these speakers we have this year, they are going to be laying it down. Marketing, Nicole Upton, she spoke at the very first one we had, Nicole Upton. So you heard a little bit from her. So it's going to be awesome.
Awesome.
Yes. You can go online, get your ticket at www.womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. Womenleadersandentrepreneurs.com. The SBA will be there. Ms. Stephanie Burroughs will be there. You know, she is the expert on contracting, getting contracts. So to have her as one of the speakers, phenomenal. Shay and Trevor, the marketing, they are marketing and relationship selling and all of that, you name it. I mean, these guys are doing big things, social media experts, all wrapped up in one. They will also be there. Denise Jenkins will be there. Who else? Oh, there's so many people going to be there. Coach Cassandra, you'll be there. We have, oh, my God. And
definitely.
Woo-hoo.
My gosh. I can hardly wait. It just sounds so awesome. You know, all the stories you've been telling us over the few months, it just sounds like it's the event of the year. You want to be there if you don't go to any other conference or event. And the price is so good. Would you say $30? That's like unbelievable. But that price only lasts till how long? Was it July?
Yeah, they pay at the door. Yeah, if they pay at the door, they'll pay $45. So they want to get their ticket ahead of time. And here's the reason why the price is so right. Because, again, it's women and leaders and entrepreneurs. And, again, myself being a female, being a woman, being a leader, being an entrepreneur, sometimes you know, we're called to show other people how things are done. Again, we want to have a successful event, and, you know, what does that mean, having a successful event? You know, having a packed-out house, having satisfied customers, having satisfied audience, having your speakers satisfied, you know, all across the board, and to put all of that together. It's like a wedding. You ever go to weddings, and then afterwards, you know, people complain about the food, and some people complain about the venue, then people complain about the this and that wasn't right, you know, the bride was late. But we want to have an event where there's so many positives that people, so like, first of all, when they pay $30, and first of all, they're thinking, wow, $30, this must not be much of anything, right? I'm only paying $30. But when they come and they were hit with people like, you know, Denise Jenkins, Nicole Upton, Liz Black, Dr. Wendell Goldby, when they were hit with international speakers, they were shocked. Even our vendors, you know, it's easy to please the vendors. All you got to do is put them in the room of the event and don't charge them extra. Right there, you just please all your vendors. You just please all your vendors. The moment you put them in the room with the event, do not charge them extra. You please them. Okay? And with your clients, you know, and we've learned that about business, right? We've learned that one of the keys to being successful in business is that you give people more than what they expect.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And that's what makes people feel so special. And, you know, just knowing you're not just saying I'm going to do it, you're showing them. And when you put your money where your mouth is and give them more than they ever expected, oh, my God, that, you know, nothing travels faster than that. You talk about positive PR. Oh, my goodness. You'll have to double the size of what you do next year. You know, you keep doing that, double, triple. And really, that's what you want. You want it to be such a phenomenal event that, you know, people are paying, you know, at the event, you know, and a lot of the events I go to now, Coach Louisa, people will pay you for the next year's event. You know, they usually give them $10 or $20 off, and, you know, they'll go ahead and prepay for next year's event. So, you know, when you have a successful event, you might as well go for it. And I've got 10 minutes, and I've got to leave the studio, but this is just so exciting, just knowing that, you know, there's so much to offer folks, and you're giving people value. That's what you call giving people value. When they get more than they came for, they get more than was expected. So that's awesome. I applaud you. You're doing a great job.
Oh, it's so exciting. We're so happy. I mean, this is like, now this is our one, at this moment, this is like our one major event. This is that once, that one year, this is our big event. So we really try to pour a lot into it, you know. Yeah, we try to pour a lot into this one event because it's our one big event of the year. And so we, that's why we're talking about it. We've been talking about it since last August. You know, people start paying like right away. We've already got people that are paying to attend. We'll have some of our speakers coming on. We've already had a couple of them on already. They've already been on. We've had Trey and Shever. They were on our Power Up Your Possibilities. We had Marianne Cotchin. She's been on. So many of them, and we're going to play. I'm going to play some of the archives of these individuals who are some of our speakers who have already been on with us, so that people can get an experience. We've already had Stephanie Burroughs, so people can get an experience of what they're going to get. You get myself,
yeah,
and Hope Cassandra, you know, today. What I'm going to be teaching people, how to start their businesses, how to write books, how to publish a book. You know, people are waiting around to do things. You know, the first book I published in 21 days, had it up and sold in 21 days. The first book I ever wrote, 21 days from start to finish, it was done, sold, and sold out at the first event that I attended. So you can do it. You know, you just need to know the steps to getting it done. I will be there teaching people how to host packed out events. How to host these events. A lot of people think that it's really easy to do. Well, it's easy, but it's not uncomplicated, I should say. But
okay.
You know, we just
that's a nice way to put it.
Yes. So, yes, I know you have to go, Coach Cassandra. Is there anything else you wanted to share with us before you take off?
I just want everyone to have a great day, a power-packed day, and you just need to remember to have a super fragilistic, extra-eladocious day, baby. And whatever you do, just stay positive. Get with positive people. If you're around someone negative, listen, you need to move away from them. Just back up. Back up, back up. You know, you can do it in a nice way. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But you got to get away from people that are, like, toxic, poisonous to your system, poisonous to your thinking. They're always negative, thinking the worst. You know, you want to get around people that are like you, or if you're not positive and you want to be positive, you got to get around positive people. So I just want everyone,
yes,
to have a lovely day. And back to you, Coach, because you know how to bring it. So love you much. And you just do that. Oh, Coach, how do people get a hold of the MP3? Is that on the Power Up Your Possibilities page, or where do they go to get that? Is it ready
for
yet?
The MP3 that I offered last night?
Yes.
Oh, yes. All they have to do is inbox me. I have to send them the link.
Okay. Well, make sure you send me the link. I don't have it. Make sure you send me the link.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All
right,
then.
Because you were on there as well. So, yeah, this is for all the people that were on the call last night.
Yes, absolutely.
Call last night, you absolutely get the free Release Your Power coaching CD. Well, it's not even a coaching. It's just, you can call it coaching, but it's the Release Your Power CD. So for
it's an inspirational show we do once a month. So you want to definitely tune into that next month. Yes. All right, Coach. Yes. Back to you. Back to you.
Now, if you're talking about the – now, wait a minute. Are you talking about the MP3 of the show last night?
Yeah, I wasn't sure where to tell people. They were asking me where to go, and I wasn't sure where they would go. So they need to inbox you.
Oh, no. You mean to get the recording of the show?
Yeah.
Okay, because there was something else I had offered on the show. That's why I wasn't sure.
That's what you were offering, the MP3 of the show. What were you offering?
Oh, I was offering something else, but those people who – and I was offering – something else that deals with Release Your Power. They were getting a free, that was something different.
Oh, okay. Well, I definitely want the recording of last night.
Yes. That actually did record this time. So, yes, I will make that recording available. So, yeah, I will just put the output, I'll share it with you, and, you know, that I'll just share, and people can download and listen to it.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, you, as always, are making my day, and so I pray you have an awesome day and all of our listeners. Back to you, Coach.
Yes. And if I'm not mistaken, you don't have to wait for me to share it with you. You can go to anymeeting.com/LilLisaJWilliams. You just go to anymeeting.com/LilLisaJWilliams, and you will see a link there that says Power Up Your Possibilities Teleshow.
Oh.
And it'll have the date. And what was yesterday?
Okay.
The 24th.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that's all you had to do. Okay, awesome.
But when it's recorded, that's all you have to do. A couple times it wasn't recorded, so you couldn't do that. But because yesterday things went so smoothly, I'm so happy that I was able to get the record button and get it recorded. So it should be there. But if you have a problem finding it, please do definitely inbox me. And definitely when I get home later this evening, I'll definitely share it. But, yes, you can absolutely listen to that. It was awesome.
Awesome. All right, then. You take it away, Coach. Thank you.
So, yes, thank you, Coach Cassandra. Enjoy. Have a powerful day. Everyone that's listening, tuned in today, we really, really appreciate you tuning in. And if you have any questions or comments, please don't forget to inbox us or Facebook us on Knowledge of You People that are doing some exciting things. And the first acknowledgement goes out to Mr. David Knight Sr. He's doing some awesome, wonderful, fabulous things with My Christian Social Network. Don't forget to sign up for your Christian Social Network page and follow him. Ms. Valerie Allen is doing some amazing things with her program as well. She's doing amazing things as well with her. She has something called Breaking the Suffering and Silence of Abuse. She has a documentary. You can listen to the documentary. You can watch it. It is powerful. I've seen parts of it because I just so happened to have been there as she was taping some of it. And so, yes, you got to check that out. I've seen postings on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn where she's been posting about it. Also, some other people that are doing exciting things, Lori. Lori is a person who has a book coming out, has a new book coming out, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that and watch the exciting things, and we'll be announcing it. We got other people who we're going to be announcing what they're doing right here, and don't forget, we have project manager for Power Up Your Possibilities. She's the project manager for a lot of the projects that I work on, Performance Strategies Unlimited, with my companies. But she's helping us out with Power Up Your Possibilities. Miss Denise Jenkins, she's doing phenomenal things. She has a consultant business. She is also an advocate for abuse awareness, to stop abuse, and her company Beyond Abuse. Very, very powerful and dynamic organization. She also is an author as well. She's an author. She has a few books coming out that she's working on. She's a caterer. I mentioned some of these things last night on the show. She's a catering business. If you're in the Cleveland area and you're planning to get married, or you have a retirement, or, anything, any type of major event where you have to feed a lot of people and you want the food to be delicious and you want things to be run properly, you want to call Denise. I went one year to Cleveland. Denise put on a black tie affair. She hosted and created a black tie affair. And when I tell you, four of us drove from New Jersey to Cleveland, Ohio, to be a part of this black tie affair. It was held downtown Cleveland at the museum. Oh, my God. I just can't even tell you what that event was like. I'm talking about it was top notch. So when I tell you this lady can do it, she can do it. So I don't know how God wrapped all those talents into that one person, but he did it. Event extraordinaire, so Denise Jenkins. So there are many other people who tune into the show or who follow the show or who are, partners with us, and we collaborate together, who are tuned in, who we want to tell you about, that are doing awesome, powerful, wonderful things here in my hometown of New Jersey, my real hometown, though, is Cincinnati. But my play hometown is New Jersey. Well, we have Ms. Donye Hoffman, who's also been a guest on our Power Up Your Possibilities. She has a women's empowerment and educational program. It's very phenomenal and actually called Lavender and Lace, but her company is Phenomenal Women, the Phenomenal Women's Company. And she's also doing big things. And Coach Cassandra is having an event coming up this Saturday, June 28th, and it is a prayer conference. So you definitely want to get, if you're in the St. Louis, Missouri area, you need to check it out. You can get the flyer by going to Cassandra McKissack. You can find her on Facebook, and you can get the flyer, and she's sharing the flyer. You can look on my page. You'll see the flyer. But I think if you pull up Coach Cassandra's name, the flyer will come up, because the flyer is her image, her picture, her Facebook picture. So the minute you type in her name, you'll have a flyer with all the details on it, all the contact information, so that you can get yourself on over there for that. That is going to be an awesome, awesome event, one that you don't want to miss. Yes, yes, we are doing big things all around the country. Denise has her events up in Cleveland. Now, one person you haven't met yet, we're going to get her on the show as soon as we can. She's very busy, very heavy schedule. She travels all over the country. And that's Dr. Cynthia Hunter, Dr. Cindy Hunter. She's the author of The Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife. She's an entrepreneur. She leads a major organization, SACADI. And SACADI stands for, it has something to do with helping people get off of, crack cocaine and abuse. And she runs many programs in the Greensboro, North Carolina area. So definitely you want to contact her, and you want to follow up with her if you're in that area. And she's down there, and she's doing big things, and she travels all over the country doing big things. And so we're excited about that, and we can't wait to bring her on to the show and introduce her to everybody. But she's an entrepreneur. She started her own business. She's been in business for a very, very, very long time. And then we have several entrepreneurs that we will be meeting up with on July the 19th down in Philadelphia. That's the Ladies Leveraging Leadership Conference, where I will be the one of the speakers, and there are other special guest speakers as well. Plus, he will be giving out awards. That's Rodney Watson, who is the CEO and founder of Entrepreneurs USA, EUA, Entrepreneurs USA. He is just doing big things, and I will be down there with him. I can't wait. So the host of All About Entrepreneurs with the CEO and founder of Entrepreneurs USA. I think that is so pretty real cool. And then just many, many more people who are out here. We are connecting with all of the people who are doing work and working with entrepreneurs to help entrepreneurs get the training and the skills. Entrepreneurs, well, they need three things. They need training, skills, and funds. Training, skills, and funds. And so at the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, we will launch our funding arm that we've been trying to get started for like the past 10 years. But things take time. You know, everything doesn't happen overnight. Just because God gives you a vision or dream, you know, it doesn't mean it's going to happen that night. And people think, well, that's not true. God wants it to happen at night. Yes, he will. But remember what he did to Abraham. He said, listen, you're going to have as many kids as your generation is going to be like all them stars up there. And he's like, hey, wait a minute. I don't have one yet. What are you talking about? And he went back, and we know the story. Sarah laughed, his wife. And then they had this child when they were in their 90s, this gifted child that God had given him the vision for. So just because you have something that you see in your future doesn't mean it's going to happen at that moment, right? So that's why you have to tarry. You have to keep at it. Don't give up. So finally, we've gotten to the place where we're going to be able to do funding for our small business owners. And one of our small business owners that at the place is going to get our first, they're going to get the first experience of how we want to be Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, which has the membership piece, which is the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. We launched it last year, and we just kind of rolled it out in a soft launch, you know, telling people about it, getting people signed up. But this year, we're going to do the full launch, the hard launch, at this year's Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs event. Like I said, we did the soft launch last year. We had applications, but we didn't have an application table. Well, this time we're going to have an application table, and we're going to have people who have a business. They're going to have the opportunity to tell us why their company should get our business scholar, it's like a business scholarship, or if you want to call it a grant, why they should get our small business grant. And that grant is going to be in the amount of $500. And we know that that's, you know, not a lot, but it might get you a printer. It may get you, you know, 100 copies of your books to get started. It may get you, you know, a plane ticket to some event where you can speak in front of 2,000 people and sell your copies of your books, but you don't have the, you know, flight to get there. So we'll be teaching people some of those strategies on how they can make things like that happen. I'm so excited this year. Oh, my God. You just don't know. You don't know. You don't know how excited I am about this year's Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo. I'm telling you, this is the big thing for us. And this year, the third year, you know, it's something about threes, right? The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is our third year, and this is going to launch so big. So those of you who didn't get your ticket yet, get your ticket. It's only $30. Get your ticket. You want to be there. You want to witness what is going to happen in August. So we got a couple of things going. We got the July event going. That's in Philadelphia. If you want to go to that event, let me know right away. It's Saturday the 19th. There are a couple people who are going to drive down to Philly with me. My car can only hold like three other people besides myself. No, three in the back and one in, so I can hold four people. So the first four people, and one seat is already gone. So the first four people that say, yes, Lalisa, I want to attend, I want to experience Philadelphia, then you need to inbox me, because after my car is filled up, that's it. But is last year I went, oh, my God, woo, and that's going to be off the chain, because he, like myself, he starts promoting his events a year ahead of time. So he's been promoting this event since, like, last year. And so, therefore, you know, you get to maximize attendance. So it's going to be awesome. He has a couple of other speakers as well. We'll try to get a couple of them on the radio before, you know, before we go into our Best of the AAE show. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited. You should be. And if you're not excited, go out and make something happen. That's how you get excited. Go do something. Make yourself happy. I love that song. I'm so happy. You know, you got to make yourself happy. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. They may never do it. What if they never do it? You're waiting around for someone to make you happy. I mean, you know, somebody probably will come and make you happy. But what if they don't? What if they don't? Now, you've waited around all this time when you could have made yourself happy. And it's not that hard to do. You want to know how to do it? How to make yourself happy? Do what's in your heart. Do what's in your heart's desire. Do something that you want to do. And don't tell me that you can't do it because you don't have something. Because you don't have, that's the best time to do it. You say, well, I don't have a job, so I don't feel like it. When you don't have a job, that's the best time to do whatever it is you want. Let's say you want to start a cooking show. Do it. Take your phone, turn on the camera, prop it up on something, get at your counter, start cooking, videotape it, put it on YouTube. It is so easy today. I'm telling you, it's so easy today to do anything you want to do. Whatever you want to do. You want to start something. Whatever is in your heart to do, go do it. Make yourself happy and enjoy your life. Your life is worth it. Well, that's all we have time for. We're just down to 90 little seconds. 90 little seconds is all we have left. So we thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Coach Cassandra. I also want to give a shout-out to Coach Fred. I did hear from Coach Fred, and he'll be back tuning in soon. He's getting ready for his big wedding in September. So he has a big event, and that was so refreshing to hear a man say that, you know, he's working on his wedding. Usually, you know, a lot of these men, they, like, leave it all up to the woman. But Coach Fred, you know, he's a real stand-up kind of guy, so he's making it happen alongside of his fiance. And for those of you who are interested in coming to any of the events that you heard mentioned here on the show, don't forget, you can inbox Coach Cassandra or myself. You can go to our All About Entrepreneurs page. And thank you for all those of you who tuned in last night to Power Up Your Possibilities. Can't thank Sarah Centrella and Mamie Feinberg enough. If you haven't Build a Bear yet, go check it out. There's a Build a Bear store. I know in the National Harbor, because we were there a few weeks ago, and I passed the Build a Bear store. Little did I know that Manly Feinberg, that I would be talking to a person who probably helped that store get there. I know they were saying that he expanded the company from, he helped to expand the company from 40 to 400 stores. So we're thankful for all the people that help us with the show. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. We have a very special guest, very, 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 very special, Ms. Diana Flagg. Very special. She's doing some awesome, wonderful, powerful things in radio, TV. She runs a very, very powerful, successful book. And the bookstore has been in business for over 30 years. She's going to come and talk about that and talk about books. She has her own book club. She promotes many, 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 many authors and speakers. She's had my book on several times. She's invited me to several events to speak on the topic of my book. I've been on her TV show a couple of times. She has a TV show here in New Jersey. She's just doing big, big things, and she's coming to be with us on All About Entrepreneurs tomorrow. So you don't want to miss it. Well, that's all we have time for. Go out, make it happen, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Don't let nothing stop you. Nothing. Because there ain't no stopping you now. There ain't no stopping you now.